Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. It's the last day of 2021, December 31st, New Year's Eve. And as we always do at this time of year, we present our favorite local releases from the past 12 months. And I don't need to tell you, it's been a tough year for all of us in the arts, especially those who perform in front of live audiences. But we've still been getting new music. People are still managing to send us tunes, and we are very thankful for that. So we're going to start off the show with a very dear friend. Regular listeners are familiar with the Reed sisters, Madeline and Savannah. They've been in the studio. They've performed as a duo act, Arbutus. They've also been releasing songs as solo artists. At the beginning of 21, we got a song from Savannah that we're going to start the show with. That'll be followed by TJ Felix, who describes himself as an uninvited guest on the stolen lands of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And then Sam Tudor. Sam is an individual, a person. But it's Sam Tudor is also the title of a project that involves a large group of friends across Canada. But we're going to start with Savannah Reed. This is a song whose pronoun is her.
How long will it take until I know my own face? The way you see me, the way I see you, I know you'd never treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. Did you feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your head. I tried to speak, say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you sure want more. But I am safe as I turn away. of your scars. The way you dance out in the moonlight, I'll be there when you fall apart. And all of my tears suddenly dry when I see you smile at sunrise. You can hear all the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we're going through some of the best local indie releases that made it through the COVID barricades and managed to cross our path in 2021. Now, coming up, we've got Jack Roach, a 91-year-old Vancouverite who wrote his first song this year. It's called My Beautiful Home, Vancouver, and it's recorded and sung by his friend Josh Denny Keys. But first, we're going to hear from Catalina Valenzuela and Marissa Karangwiwat-Holmes, who record under the name Lalonde. This year, they joined up with producer-drummer-keyboardist Nick Short to produce four tracks under the title Little Demoed, from which we get this song, Marathon 15.
Well, Vancouver, I am back. I'm back to my city by the sea.
Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea, with its great parks and high mountains, with their ski lifts that reach into the sky. Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea. I am back, I am back. This is where I'm meant to be. The mighty Fraser, it is calling me back to my city by the sea, to its beautiful parks and gardens by the sea. They wait for me. Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea, with its great parks and high mountains, with their ski lifts that reach into the sky. Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea. I am back, I am back. This is where I'm meant to be. Here I sit, watching the mighty Fraser meet the deep blue sea and the blue sky of Vancouver. This is where I'm meant to be. Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea, with its great parks and high mountains, with their ski lifts that reach into the sky. Vancouver, I'm back to my city by the sea. I am back, I am back. This is where I'm meant to be. As I gaze out the window here at my final home, the warm and loving St. John Hospice, where the river meets the sea. Vancouver, this is where I'm meant to be.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting The Odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Penn and Bray is a prolific singer, songwriter, composer, filmmaker, and probably some other things he's too shy to tell us about. At the start of the year, he released the album Lit, from which we're going to play our next song. Since then, he's produced another full album, plus the first half of a double called Planted, with the second half expected in early 22. And he's got a couple of movies out there as well, so there's that. We're also going to hear from Born on a Wednesday, a long-standing Kootenai institution from Nelson, and Cold Calculize Music for the video we teach our objects how to speak our language, which you can find on YouTube. And then we'll finish with local club favorite Devours, who spent the pandemic dealing with an existential crisis and came out the other side with Escape from the Planet Devours. But first...
Don't want to face. No. you've been told, but I can't stop looking inside. Not that young, but not quite old, keeps on breezing by and by. Oh, 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 oh. Say some days look like the rest. Oh, 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 oh. You take something simple and
guitar followed me around with that hollow cyclops eye. I turned its face to the wall. I used to love that thing. I don't know what to feel about the things I once loved.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Grief and its necessity, sputtering and flinching, full of haunting echoes, supreme hopefulness and self-canceling disbelief will scramble to reframe memory.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Loss makes memories visible, a self-suturing wound, equal parts bridge and void, narrow span of consciousness, picture a familiar cabinet emptied, filled with projections at a glance.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Turntable's in for repair. Its absence left a dust-free square. My mind projected, remained in light right there. I heard the whole album, Doctor, back to front, I swear.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bepi Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music. Harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Bepi Crespin presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Horizon.
all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's an east side byway to be found. Just visible from your window pane. It's a place with lots of sun, near commercial and the Broadway sky train. Somewhere just east of Maine, so clean and dry. There's a house we could live in, my sweet mother and I. I'll get a job. Library. Buy my clothes at Gatley or Mintage. Learn at the Learnery. Someday I'll go to Trout Lake Farmers Market and buy vegetables and fruit. Tibetan prayer flags fly just east of Maine. Oh, why can't I?
Day, crawl out of your cave.
You are blind, blind, blind.
There's the place you don't know.
So that was 2021. On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Savannah Reed, TJ Felix, Sam Tudor, Lalonde, Josh Denny Keys, Penn and Bray, Born on a Wednesday, Cold Calculi, Devours, Dew, Mako Yamamoto, Nicholas Kirkovich, and De Rotten Rosen. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Beppe Crespin is up at 2 o'clock, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. Happy New Year! We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Drag a damn thing out of me, oh, just a heavy sigh.